Country Pop FM. Monday edition of the Almanac here on Bob. It's this date in history, it's birthdays, and whatever else we find and come up with here today. We bring you, it's a history lesson in a humorous fashion, not always completely serious. And there is some bull involved as well.
But mostly it is factual.
Based on fact. Yes. We'll say it's based on fact.
There we go.
Monday, July 22nd, 203rd day of the year, 162 left to go. 1376 here this day. 1376. I'm the Pied Piper. So the legend of the Pied Piper of Hamelin, they had some rats, and they had a rat issue. They had a rat problem in Hamelin. So what'd he do? He pulled out his flute, and he led the rats out of Hamelin. He's the Pied Piper.
That's pretty impressive.
He was piping his way out.
I wonder how many rats came out.
The fact that he smelled like cheese didn't hurt either.
Yeah.
Because they followed him. I don't know, were they following the cheese-like smell?
I would think, more than the music.
Pied Piper wasn't real big on hygiene, from what we, from what we're told. So that was this date, 1376. 1926, Babe Ruth caught a baseball, dropped from an altitude of 250 feet. It was traveling at over 100 miles an hour, and he made the catch.
Wow.
During a stunt at New York's Mitchell Field.
I don't remember it. I wasn't actually around
there. No.
But I do remember
it
reading about
it. It has been mentioned before.
Yes,
yeah, that was in 1926 and 33.
It was a time of heroes. Aviation was very much an adventure. And Wiley's completion of a solo flight around the world made his name a byword. New York City turned out en masse to cheer America's newest idol, showering tons of confetti, miles of ticker tape on his triumphal procession.
Well, Charles Lindbergh and what's her name? Who's the gal? I can't think of her right now.
You mean Amelia Earhart?
Amelia Earhart, exactly. They had done the whole transatlantic flight.
Sure.
Wiley Post did him one better this day, 1933.
Mm-hmm.
Completed his first around-the-world flight.
Impressive.
16,000 miles in just over a week. That was this date in 33. How about 34?
The mysterious woman in red caused his downfall. The battle of the FBI against the freewheeling desperados of the early 30s was not over, but the career of the worst of them was ended with a gun and a tawdry disguise as mementos of a still legendary bad man.
He was a bank robber. He was a bad man. He was a killer. He was John Dillinger.
Mm-hmm.
Spent some time in St. Paul. Was involved in a shootout.
Yes.
At it was Larpinder, up by the state fairground, somewhere up on that end.
Yeah.
I think in the Twin Cities. He was staying in an apartment there. He was shot down. The woman in red.
Right.
Drew him. What did she do? She drew him out and kind of drew him out into the open, and then bang, 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 bang. It was all over.
They said she would be wearing a red dress, told the, you know, the officers involved, and they would come out of the theater, and that would be the end of it.
1959.
They come from the bowels of hell, a transformed race of walking dead, zombies guided by a master plan for complete domination of the Earth. Plan 9 from outer space.
Oh, my. 1959, Plan 9 from outer space, called one of the worst films ever. Premieres. That was Ed Wood, the famous Ed Wood, who did a bunch of B-movies and cult classics and so forth. This might have been the most famous, but maybe the worst of all of them, 1959. Bela Lugosi was in that one.
Well, he was past his prime, I would tell you, at that point. Since, you know, Dracula and I was made in like 31.
1967.
Why don't you make yourself comfortable up here, and we'll do the thing that set the whole music business on fire. Ladies and gentlemen, again, The Doors.
That's Dick Clark introducing The Doors on American Bandstand. This date, they made their first network appearance, American Bandstand.
You know that it would
this
be
date.
They didn't do any soft intros then. You know, like he would go, ladies and gentlemen, The Doors will be out in just a couple of minutes.
Well, usually he'd be sitting in the crowd.
Right,
remember,
right.
Dick would always be in the crowd, and then he would show the album. This was different. He was up on the stage, and he actually interviewed
The
Doors, Ray Manzarek and Jim Morrison. But that was this date in 67. In 1991...
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism. One longtime acquaintance describes Dahmer as one weird dude.
He was one weird dude, and
he
more than that...
weird.
Milwaukee police arrested Jeffrey Dahmer this date, suspected of killing 17.
He was a criminal.
And that's all they knew of. Again, they found 11 skulls, 3 headless torsos, other body parts in his apartment. It was... in a word, grizzly. That was the state. 91, 94.
How do you plead to counts 1 and 2?
Absolutely 100% not guilty.
Jay Simpson pleaded guilty. You know, he just didn't say not guilty. He had to go absolutely 100% not guilty. Those are the words of a guilty man.
Right.
Trying to sell it. Right. He was trying to sell his innocence with additional words. Robert Kardashian or whoever else was with them as his lawyers at that point in time probably should have told him not to do that.
Right.
He wanted to, and he did. And he's OJ. 1994, 97.
On deck. That should do it. Ground ball to Lemke. He's got it. Greg Maddux has won his 14th game of the year. He did it with 78 pitches.
Actually, it was only 76 there. That was one of the Carey boys, I think, calling the game on TBS.
Sounded like Skip.
Was
maybe.
It Skip? Probably yeah. Skip. Greg Maddux, complete game victory with 76 pitches. Trevor May pitched.
What?
Used 50 in the one inning.
76 pitches. That's insane.
Isn't that unbelievable? You'll never see that again.
No.
I don't think ever. And that happened on this date, 1997, 2003.
4 persons were killed during that operation and were removed from the building. And we have since confirmed that Uday and Qusay Hussein are among the dead.
Saddam Hussein's boys, dead, part of a military operation in a fierce gun battle with U.S. troops in Mosul. This day, 2003, Uday and Qusay.
Right.
We'll never forget those names.
No.
Uday and Qusay, 2003. We have birthdays now.
Believe me, Norm, running for president doesn't always keep you in the front pages unless you, of course, take a dive off the podium.
Yeah, that did get a lot of coverage, didn't it?
Yeah, and thanks for noticing here on Saturday Night Live. I appreciate it.
I don't write a lot of this stuff.
How do you know?
Norm MacDonald, who did a great Bob Dole impersonation with Bob Dole. Bob Dole, he was the 1996 Republican presidential candidate. He's 96 today. Alex Trebek, this guy can be savage.
It's called Nerdcore Hip Hop. It's
Nerdcore Hip Hop.
Yes. It's people who identify as nerdy, rapping about the things they love, video games, science fiction, having a hard time meeting romantic partners, you know. It's really catchy and fun.
Losers, in other words.
Well,
Alex Trebek.
Hi-yo.
79 today for the host of Jeopardy.
Fighting cancer.
We needed some Funkadelic here on the Almanac, so here you go. The great George Clinton.
That's
Parliament
good.
Funkadelic. He had so many groups, he just started throwing names out there. He had Parliament, he had Funkadelic, Atomic Dog. I know you know that one. So George Clinton, he is 78. Had some wild hair.
Yeah.
George Clinton. He was a teen idol. Bobby Sherman. This, I think, his biggest hit. Julie, 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 do you love me? Julie, Julie, Julie.
As opposed to Judy, Judy, Judy.
Is that Robert Mitchum? No, who said that?
Cary Grant.
Cary Grant. I don't think he did, though. Yeah. He never did utter those words.
Well, then it was Goober.
That was a rumor.
Goober and Gomer.
Bobby Sherman, 76 on the list here today. Another singer, Rick Davies, shared some of the lead singing duties with the group Supertramp. Goodbye, Stranger. He's 75 today. Danny Glover.
Raj, meet your new partner.
I'm too old for this.
Classic Murtaugh, huh?
Yes.
Classic Murtaugh. That was his go-to line, as you recall.
Yes, it
Danny
was.
Glover is 73. Lethal Weapon movies, of course. Don Henley, One of the lead singers of the Eagles can't play any Eagles because...
copyright kerfuffle?
Yes, correct. Don Henley, 72. Green Goblin.
Itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. Down came the goblin and took the spider out.
Yeah, the Green Goblin. He was Willem Dafoe.
Quite a bad guy.
He was good a good one. Green Goblin yes, in was. The first Spider-Man. He's 64.
Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man.
Yeah. Very good in Platoon, I thought.
Mississippi Burning, he was outstanding.
So happy birthday, Willem. Not William. Don't call him William. He's Willem. Willem Dafoe, 64, on our list today, David Spade.
I was like, hey, and Robin Williams like, her, and the little kid was like, wah.
The mom was going, shh.
And the pirate was like, arr.
Chevy Chase was going, ee.
And the priest was like, ah.
And the maitre d' was going, ah.
And the skipper was going, deep.
Okay, all right, guys, stop it. Come on.
Chris Farley with a with a cameo there. Do your best. I'll do my best, best skipper. Deep. That he did that. Good. How many times during an episode of Gilligan's Island, he go, derp, derp.
Yeah, he
skipper,
did.
Skipper, skipper. So David Spade, funny man, 55. Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, but who? Your pa. My pa doesn't know anything about football. We'll get a book.
Yeah, we'll get a book. We'll get him Brad Childress's Kick-Ass Offense book.
There you go.
That's the episode Chilling. Of Little House on the Prairie when they're playing football in Dakota Territory. And the funny thing about that is that they're talking to Andrew Garvey, and you know who played his father on the show?
Merlin Olsen.
Merlin Olsen, who played football. So that line is hilarious.
That's pretty
Credit
good.
Credit Michael Landon for putting that in there.
That's
and the,
good.
The young actress or actor who played Andrew Garvey, Patrick Laborto, is celebrating today. He was also on JAG. He was one of the officers on JAG. He is, he's 54. Andrew Garvey is 54. Good grief. Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid. If you're a wrestling fan, you know who I'm talking about. Master of the Super Kick. He started in the AWA with his buddy Marty Jannetty as the Midnight Rockers, Living After Midnight.
Oh, yeah.
Shawn Michaels, happy birthday. He's also 54. And for the youngins, we have Selena Gomez today. The actress and pop star, she was with Justin Bieber for a while there.
Sure.
Selena Gomez, 27.
Gone but not forgotten today, Jim. We start with pop singer and songwriter Ernest R. Ball. If you don't know the name, you might know the song.
Irish eyes are smiling.
He wrote it.
Sure they
this is Bing singing it.
Your heart away.
That's for Shane Lowry,
sure.
the Open champion winner from Ireland. Ernest R. Ball wrote that song, born on this day, 1878. She was the matriarch of the Kennedy clan, Rose Kennedy, mother to John F., Robert, Ted, all of them born on this day, 1890. And one more television host. He was one half of Rowan and Martin, Dan Rowan.
Your aunt. I don't have an aunt.
Say goodnight, Dick.
Goodnight, Dick.
Goodnight to all of you, and thanks from all of us and our cast, your country, and your future.
Was he smoking a cigarette when he said that?
He wasn't, not at that particular time.
Well, he usually did. Dan Rowan was wanting along with Dick Martin. They were the power couple, Rowan and Martin's laugh-in. And Dan Rowan was born in this day, 1922. We will throw in one more fashion designer. I don't know that I ever wore any of his dresses. Oscar De La Renta.
Is that Oscar De La Hoya?
A different Oscar. Different De La Renta. I'm almost sure he did... some designing for like Jacqueline Kennedy and some other, you know, hoity-toities. Born on this day, 1932, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
That's your Monday edition of the Bob Almanac. Neil, would you like to start a long, very long, celebratory long stretch of music here to start your no-repeat workday? Would you like to start out with Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, Alabama, She and I, or Tanya Tucker? Just Another Love.
Wow. All good ones. Let's go Alabama today.
Here it comes.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk.